I'm Nash Wedderburn, and this is UBS's Top of the Morning. As the fourth quarter is underway, we will take a look at the performance of one of the stronger performing sectors year-to-date and break down the opportunities throughout the muni market. Today's guest is Senior Municipal Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Kathleen McNamara. Good morning, Kathleen. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Nash. Thanks for having me.
So as you know, we're a couple weeks into the fourth quarter. How would you characterize the muni market's performance thus far?
Sure. I mean, the first week in the month started out very strong. That was before we witnessed a bit of price volatility in sympathy with U.S. Treasury securities over the past few trading sessions. That said, month to date through October 15th, returns for munis are still slightly positive. And on a year-to-date basis, tax-exempt paper is up 7.2%.
Okay.
This return performance is closely aligned with the strong results posted by U.S. Treasury securities this year.
Absolutely. Pretty great drop right there, I'd say.
So 7.2% is pretty good.
Exactly. So in this month's municipal market guide, you discuss how muni ETF inflows are approaching a record. What is the driving force behind this demand?
Oh, that's right, Nash. I mean, the growth in inflows to muni ETFs has garnered a great deal of attention this year. Muni ETF inflows are likely to eclipse $7 billion, and that would be a record year for inflows. We attribute this pickup in demand to two principal reasons. I mean, first, the overall demand for munis is very strong. Thus, we're seeing inflows to all types of muni structures, individual muni bonds, open-end mutual funds, as well as ETFs. Second, in the ETF space, the suite of offerings, including actively managed ETFs, mm-hmm. continues to expand, and that's giving investors more investment opportunities. I mean, that said, bear in mind that assets in muni ETFs still remain a small part of the mm-hmm. overall muni market. It's only about 1% of okay. outstanding muni. So there's still a lot of room for growth in that sector.
So I guess building off of that, what is your outlook for the muni market's performance for the balance of this year?
Yes. I mean, in the near term, we expect that new issue supply pressures will continue to weigh on prices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that said, we do see this as an opportunity for muni buyers to find values in the tax-exempt market that follows a period of very tight new issuance all year. I mean, in the summer, many investors had trouble finding enough bonds mm-hmm. To meet their needs. Remember that the muni market is heavily influenced by the ebbs and flows of supply. That's what we're seeing right now. The current price behavior we're seeing is no exception.
Yep.
We continue to expect the muni market to be heavily influenced by the direction of U.S. Treasury securities. At present, the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury is hovering around 1.75%. Our rate strategists expect that the 10-year benchmark government yield will remain range-bound between now and year-end. In that instance, the muni market should perform reasonably well, in our view.
So there's still a lot of opportunity left in this year.
Sure. In the portfolio themes section of the report this month, we highlight three themes for investors to consider. The first is opportunities in bonds subject to the alternative minimum tax, commonly referred to as the AMT. Bear in mind that much fewer taxpayers are now subject to the AMT versus in the past.
Okay.
The AMT spread now sits at about 20 basis points at the 15-year maturity point. In our view, that suggests an opportunity to earn incremental yield for investors not subject to this tax.
Okay.
The second theme that we discuss is where to find value on the curve. We now believe that the 12 to 20 year maturity area offers value for new money investments in the tax exempt market. And third, we talk about opportunities for taxable fixed income buyers. We are seeing an increase in the pace of issuance of taxable municipal bonds. Taxable munis is a smaller and lesser known part of the muni market. That said, these bonds are taxable at the federal level, but often exempt from state taxes within the state of issuance. They can be appropriate for tax-deferred accounts. Currently, spreads on AA taxable munis sit at about 100 basis points. In our view, that suggests an incremental yield opportunity for taxable fixed-income buyers.
Mm-hmm. So I guess just pivoting back to the report itself, your Spotlight article this month focuses on U.S. healthcare, which also happens to be the chief topic being debated on this 2020 campaign trail, right? What can you share with us on that?
Sure. We decided to highlight the healthcare sector in our spotlight article this month. We thought that was timely. In our report, we discuss a variety of challenges that not-for-profit hospitals in the United States are now facing. Not-for-profit institutions are an important participant in the municipal bond market, comprising two-thirds of all hospitals in the country. These institutions now operate in an exceptionally fluid environment. First, there are legal challenges to the Affordable Care Act. Second, the traditional fee-for-service model faces competition from new market entrants. Third, rising costs are pressuring operating margins. And finally, hospitals are in a race to achieve economies of scale through mergers and acquisitions. Given these challenges, in our report, we discuss that we approach this sector with a degree of trepidation. In our view, rural hospitals are especially exposed to financial distress given the lack of resources and ability to meet the secular shift to outpatient services. According to a recent academic study, 95 rural hospitals across 26 states have closed since 2010, and 430 rural hospitals are at high risk of closure within the next 5 years. Against that backdrop, we recommend private clients focus their investments in the healthcare sector on larger multi-state systems and avoid smaller single-site hospitals in rural communities. For portfolio guidance on specific names, we have a report, a CIO Risk Assessment Framework report that we published earlier in the year where we actually classify the risk of individual names in the not-for-profit hospital sector.
Very interesting. And I'm sure the popularity of muni bonds is just going to continue to grow higher and higher.
Yes. At this point, we continue to see inflows into muni mutual funds. As of yesterday, I believe it's now 40 weeks of consecutive inflows to muni mutual funds.
Wow. Interesting stat there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again, Kathleen.
Thank you, Nash.
And again, we've been joined by Senior Municipal Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Kathleen McNamara. There are many publications available now on UBS online services, including this publication we've just mentioned, the MMG, titled of which, Debating Healthcare. For clients of UBS, be sure to contact your financial advisor if you'd like to receive a copy of this publication directly. Top of the Morning, we'll be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. Neither UBS Financial Services, Inc. nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. In providing wealth management services to clients, we offer both investment advisory and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct and differ in material ways. For information, including the different laws and contracts that govern, visit UBS.com/working with us. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, SIPC.